Hey, it's Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. Jay Campadonia, Chris Martin are here today. Erin Myers has the day off to get her ankle x-rayed. There's a new book. It's coming out soon. It's called The Asian Low-Carb Secret, the medically proven system to help you eat well, stay slim, and regain your health. But never mind that. We have Thursday coming, and we're going to eat a lot of turkey. We're going to eat the candied yams, right, and the cranberry sauce.
The stuffing.
Oh, all the bread and the stuffing and all of that. I mean, we're going to bloat. And we're going to roll over on somebody's kid. It's not going to be pretty. But Kelly Peterson is the author of this book that's coming soon. And she's with us now. And she's going to try to set us straight. So before we hurt somebody, including ourselves. And Kelly, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's my pleasure being here.
Well, it's my pleasure that you're here now as well. And I'm just thinking about all the carbs and the sugar there is to eat on Thanksgiving. Oh, it's so delicious, isn't it, Jay? But list them off for us. Let's get some perspective. Go ahead, Kelly. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. Yes, Thanksgiving is a time where we're all family, put food together, and we all gather around, and we want to just eat and a fellowship. So it's a time, really, there's a lot of food on the table. And if anyone who has a diabetic, blood sugar concern, I have some options that you can actually think about changing the way that you normally cook and what are the options that you have for.
Okay, where do we start, Kelly? Where is the first place to start? Not the turkey, please. You're not going to change the turkey, are you?
No, the turkey is actually the best part. The turkey is going to remain. Do whatever you do with the turkey, as usual. What you can change out if you want to is the stuffing. The stuffing.
How dare you?
The stuffing.
What? No, I'm just kidding.
The stuffing is usually stuffed with bread. We all know, and so bread. The starch part is the bread that is going to drive the blood sugar level up. So, what I would recommend is that you can replace it with pure wild rice. And I've tried that, and you can actually stuff with wild rice that mix with almond flakes or goji berries, and then just stuff it into the turkey and bake as usual that you do.
Doesn't sound bad. That sounds flavorful.
Yeah, the flavor. Yes,
wild rice and almonds and what do you call them? Goji berries?
Goji berries. Yeah, goji berries is like a little berries that is very, very popular these days. You can find it in the Asia. In the supermarket, anywhere you can find. It's a little red goji berry. And that gives you a little sweetness to everything that is
stuffing. That is not so sweet in your stuffing? Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have a little sweet in this.
Sweetness to balance off the earthy flavor in the wild rice. And then the wonderful drippings that is going to blend together with the wild rice is very, very nice. So that could be one option.
I like the sweet potatoes when they get all syrupy and you've got the marshmallows on top of them.
Oh, yeah.
Right? What are we going to do with those? Because that sounds like it could drive you over the top and get you into a coma.
Well, but in actual fact, the sweet potato is better than potato itself. It's not good, though. I don't say sweet potato is good, but it's less bad because sweet potato has a higher fiber content. But forget about the marshmallow. It's just going to make everything so sweet that you just want to keep your palate really to taste the flavor of many other good food instead of having all the sweetness around and have the sweetness
for
dessert.
Yeah, but the cool thing about the sweet potatoes is that you get to have dessert with your meal. Do you see with the marshmallows?
Yeah.
Like having ice cream.
This is what you're battling
during dinner.
This Kelly, I know you're coming from the from the Asian menu perspective, and it's such a I think we all understand the Asian diet is a healthy diet. I think we all know that. But the good old fashioned American diet will kill you in a couple of weeks if you're just left to your own designs to just eat it as much as you possibly can. But you have something called and I need you to explain this to me, a faux-tato.
A what?
A faux potato. Yes, we call that a faux potato. Well, let me clarify that. In actual fact, this is not only for Asian Thanksgiving meal. This is for also for American Thanksgiving meal because it's for people who want to go on low carb. So the faux potato is made of cauliflower. So you can grate down the cauliflower.
No, I'm out.
Oh, you don't. You know, it doesn't taste like cauliflower. Yeah. Trust me, it tastes okay. So creamy, and it tastes like mashed potato in a sense, but without that potato-ish texture, and it's so good. So
like a blind taste test for you, Jay, would be in order.
Yeah, well, can I put the cheese and the sour cream and the bacon and the can I put all that on there if I go like work with me here?
Yes. You can. You just do the same thing. Cook the potato, steam the potato down. I would say you steam it and then put it in the blender as like you blend.
You can't tell the difference, huh?
No, the texture is like mashed potato, and then you can add in butter, sour cream. Okay. And
we're running low on time here, Kelly. Okay. I need to ask you, what are you going to do with pumpkin pie? Anything?
Well, the pumpkin pie, you can make the crust with almond flour and then fill in the pie with anything else. But instead of using regular sugar, use the Zellator sweetener. Zellator sweetener is a very natural, very low blood sugar impact sweetener.
All right. Now we can stuff our faces without guilt. And the book, what is it coming out, Kelly? How soon can we buy the book?
The ebook's coming out in December, the Asian Low Carb Secret, and the actual book will come out about in a couple of months after that.
Happy, healthy Thanksgiving to you, Kelly. Thank you very much.
Happy Thanksgiving.